Penguin Audio presents These High Green Hills by Jan Caron. Read by John McDonough. Chapter 1. Through the Hedge. He stood at the kitchen window and watched her coming through the hedge. What was she lugging this time? It appeared to be a bowl and pitcher, or was it a stack of books topped by a vase? The rector took off his glasses, fogged them, and wiped them with his handkerchief. It was a bowl and pitcher, all right. How the little yellow house next door had contained all the stuff they'd recently muscled into the rectory was beyond him. "For your dresser," she said, as he held the door open. Aha! The last thing he wanted was a bowl and pitcher on his dresser. The top of his dresser was his touchstone, his home base, his rock in a sea of change. That was where his car keys resided, his loose coins, his several crosses, his cufflinks, his wallet, his checkbook, his school ring, and a small jar of buttons with a needle and thread. It was also where he kept the mirror in which he occasionally examined the top of his head. Was his hair still thinning, or by some mysterious and hoped-for reversal, growing in again? "Cynthia," he said, going upstairs in the wake of his blonde and shapely wife, "about that bowl and pitcher. The color is wonderful. Look at the blues. It will relieve all your burgundy and brown."